We're in the middle of Torah Mem Aleph in Likutei Moran. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 124, the left-hand column, the end of the second line on that column. It means judgment, harshness, the anger of Hashem, which is generally caused by our misdeeds. We do aveirois or anything else that antagonizes Hashem or angers Hashem and arouses the Midas Hadin of Hashem. And one of the main functions of tzaddikim in this world, especially tzaddikim and even ordinary Jews, is called hamtoka sadinim, sweetening the bitter judgment of Hashem, the harsh judgment of Hashem. And Rabbi Nizal gives a few different examples of this. He started off by explaining that the feet generally represent a place of din. The lower we talk in terms of a person's body, the lower a level we get to, the easier it is for the tumah to latch onto it. So that the akev means the heel of the foot, is a place where it's very easy for the tumah to latch onto. And Rabbi Nizal brought a connection between that and showing that this relates to din. The word akev is begimatria two times elikim. Because the klipos, the tumah, generally finds it more easy to associate with and to attach itself to the din. In our terms, in practical terms, this means that when Hashem is angry, that's when Midas Hadin has the upper hand. Midas Hadin means the klipos, the tumah, they're able to be successful. Esav against Yaakov, all the different examples of it. And Rabbi Nizal said that in order for a person to protect this lower part of the foot, he has to draw a kedusha from a high source, which is the origin of where the din is. And that was called Bina. And Rabbi Nizal said that this Bina, in order for a person to draw kedusha from there, Rabbi Nizal gave a few examples of how this is done. Number one, when a person gets into a high level of simcha, simcha is in the heart. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Nosato simcha belibi. And the heart is called Bina. Ubo halev maven. The heart understands. So when a person is zeicha to turn on a true level of simcha in the heart, what that simcha represents is actually a kedusha, a light that's coming from Bina that extends, reaches down all the way to the feet. And then when a person is zeicha to liboy noso esraglov, when a person is zeicha to be so happy that they start dancing from happiness, that the joy that's in the heart reaches down to the feet and lifts the feet up, that's an example of hamtoka sadinim, sweetening the din. Where normally, when the feet are attached to the ground is tameh, the ground is cursed. This is why we mentioned the halacha of wearing shoes. There's such an important hakpada for a person to wear shoes. Unless a person's in a place of high, high kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash, let's say, certain very rare places, but otherwise, the assumption is that the aruro ha'adama, the whole ground is cursed. And the feet, which are closest to the ground, can most easily be affected by this tumah. One example Rabbi Nizal gave was this rikudin, when a Jew dances for Kedusha, when a Jew dances on Shabbos, on Yontif, on Purim, at a chasana, where it's a dancing of Kedusha, that's an example of hamtoka sadinim. Rabbi Nizal also spoke about drinking wine in Kedusha, drinking wine for Shabbos or other times, and just the right amount of wine that gives a person a pickup without pushing the person over the edge into a state of drunkenness. That wine is called Yayin HaMesameach. There's a pasuk, V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enoish. And again, that wine represents this Bina, this high level of Kiddush and light, which affects a sweetening of the din of the Ekev, of the feet. And that wine results in Bracha and Bechira. Rabbi Nizal gave the example of Yaakov Avinu, who wanted to draw the Bracha and the Bechira from Yitzchak, and the way he was able to do it was by giving Yitzchak Avinu wine to drink. So Rabbi Nizal spoke about Yayin of Kedusha, Yayin HaMesameach, versus Yayin HaMeshaker. We have the case of Nodav and Avihu, that Rabbi Nizal gave an example, where the Gemara gives a list of reasons as to why they were punished, why this fire came down from heaven and consumed their neshamas, burnt out their neshamas inside of them. The way the Gemara says, it was like two flames of fire that went into their nostrils and burned them from inside. That was and the pasuk says bekarvosam lifnei Hashem vayamusu, because they came close to Hashem, that's why they died. They tried to get too close. They drank at the wrong time and they drank the wrong amount. When a person is going into the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not allowed to drink at all. A kohen isn't allowed to go in shtuya yayin because he has to have a certain level of seriousness in going into the Beis HaMikdash. Because they drank at that time, that yayin was yayin hamishaker, which is called an esh zoro lefnei Hashem. The pasuk says they died, b'hakrivam esh zoro lefnei Hashem. They tried to bring a wrong type of fire, which means there's a correct type of fire, which is the fire that a Jew tries to arouse when they dance, when they make kiddush on Friday night, anytime a person drinks yayin bigdusha in very limited quantity, or the other mitzvahs that we spoke about, the rikudin, pidyon nefesh. Rabbi Elazar gave the example of a tzaddik doing hamtoka sadinim by accepting tzedakah. We covered that item. So these were all different examples that Rabbi Elazar gave of hamtoka sadin. Now we're continuing from where we left off. Now Rabbi Elazar says, "Vezeh, this is what's meant when the Gemara says, Nyuma haroitzel nasech yayin al gabi hamizbeach. Today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash available to us, and we know that the Beis HaMikdash was able to effect a forgiveness for all of our sins. The Jews brought a korban tamid twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. The Gemara says so that the Jews never had to walk around 12 hours carrying averos." Within every 12-hour period, there was a zap where they erased all the sins by bringing the korban tamid. So too, the mizbeach, the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, represented a major hamtoka sadin. So the Gemara says, what do we do today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? We don't have a mizbeach? Is there any way today that a Jew could get credit, could do a mitzvah that's comparable to the mitzvah of offering a sacrifice on the mizbeach? The Gemara says, "Haroitzel nasech yayin al gam yamizbeach." If a person would want today to accomplish the same tikkun that was accomplished during the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they poured wine down those holes in the mizbeach, yemale groinom shel tamidei chachamim, they should provide wine, give wine to a Talmud Chacham. When the Talmud Chacham drinks the wine and it goes down his food pipe, that's the same thing as the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach down those pipes there, down the holes, the hole for wine and the hole for water. Rabbi Elazar explains, Lenasech hainu melucha u'memshala. The word lenasech, which means to pour, also in Hebrew, that same word refers to kingdom, malchus. Kemoshekosev, as the Pasuk says, Va'ani nosachti malki. We see the word nesech related to malchus. Yayin zebechinas bina. We mentioned earlier that wine represents bina, because yayin is mesameach and simcha is bina. Simcha is in the heart. Leiv someach. There's a pasuk, leiv someach yetiv ponim. Shoyresh habechoyra. That's the origin of bechoyra, which is yayin amesameach. Mizbeach zebechinas dinim. The mizbeach represents din. The Mizbeach had the blood sprinkled on it. The blood is red. It represents that redness. Talmidei Chachamim heim bechinas netzach hoid. Talmidei Chachamim correspond to the midos of Hashem that are called netzach and hoid, the raglin. Vezeh pirushoi. Now Rabbi Elazar explains. First he gives us definitions, and now Rabbi Elazar puts it together. Horoitze lenaseich yayin al gam yamizbeach. What does that mean? If a person who wants to achieve Malchus, kingdom, and he wants to sweeten the gzeirois of Hashem, the midas hadin of Hashem, through this yayin ha-mesameach, ma yase, what should he do? Eitza toivalze, a good advice that the Gemara gives the person is, yemale groinam, to fill the throats of the tzaddikim. How? Al yidei rikudin or al yidei pidyoin? Two examples of this filling the throat, two examples of this yayin hamisameach that we learned about earlier were rikudin, the dancing, which we explained earlier, has the same effect because the simcha that gives a person the ability to dance comes from that Yayin HaMesameach. It comes from a place of Kedusha that's called Yayin HaMesameach, that's called Bina, that's the heart. And so too the Pidyon that a Tzaddik makes, we learned earlier also, comes from the Shem Mem Beis, which also represents Bina. So that these are examples of Lenaseich Yayin Al Gabi HaMesbeach, a tikkun for the Malchus, which is the feet, the Ikvin, the Ekev. And Al Gabi HaMesbeach means this sweetening of the din, the sweetening of that redness. Gam Al Yedei Milui Groinom Nimtak HaDinin. And also the Gemara adds, by filling the throats of Talmidei Chachamim with wine, that's also Hamtokas HaDinim. Now this, Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a different chapter in Likutei Moran, that the word Goroin in Hebrew, Gimel Reish Vav Nun, is Bigimatria three times Elikim. Elikim represents Midas HaDin. The Arizal says that there is a concept of the Gimel Elikim Shebegoroin, which receive their tikkun. These Elikims are Nimtak. Elikim generally represents Midas HaDin. Elikim has its Hamtoka through Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents Chesed. So that there are three Yud Kei Vav Keis that sweeten the three Elikims. And the combination of these two is the word Shelov. Shelov means to be at peace. Shelov hoyisi, I was at peace. How is the peace achieved? When all three representatives of Midas HaDin are sweetened, are put down. And the Arizal says that this is represented, these three leaders of Din are represented in the story that we're going to have shortly in Chumash, in the Parsha of the Week, of the Sar Hoifim, the Sar HaMashkim, and the Sar HaTabochim of Paroi. Those three Sorim, a Sar is Malchus, represent Midas HaDin. They represent these three Elikims, and they're sweetened by this Yud Kei Vav Kei. So why does the Goro in the throat represent Din? Because the throat is a narrow constriction. Midas HaDin, Chesed is always a concept of Hashem giving a person harchova, Hashem giving a person a lot of space. When a person feels constricted, pressed down, or closed in, that's a concept of Din. The throat represents one of the narrowest places in the body where everything zooms in that tzimtzum. So the Goroin represents these Elikims by pouring, by giving wine to Talmidei Chachamim to drink. That's one form of this Hamtokas HaDinim. V'zeh pirush Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom bo'olam. This is what the Gemara means when it says that Talmidei Chachamim increase the peace of the world. She'al yodom nimshach shem shel mem beis. It's through the Talmidei Chachamim that we draw this name of Hashem that we learned about last week, the shem mem beis, which represents Bina. That's the name of Hashem that refers to Bina. Sheheim Shin Ayin Nehoirin, which is 370 lights. We explained last week how this works. Vim Ches Chivrisa Bigimatria Basholoim. And added to that, the Ches Chivrisa, the white Ches, as the Arizal calls it, referring to two times Yud Kei Vav Kei, the eight letters of two Yud Kei Vav Keis, it adds up to this Bigimatria of Basholoim. The Talmidei Chachamim nikroim netzach hoid, raglim. The Talmidei Chachamim are always compared to the feet. They represent the netzach and hoid. K'may shekosov b'medrash, shoykov amudei sheish, heim Talmidei Chachamim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says, kaviyochol, the thighs of Hashem are like pillars of marble. So the Gemara says that represents the Talmidei Chachamim. So we see that they're compared to the feet, the thighs, the netzach and hoid. V'gam mizbeach nikro raglin. And we know that the mizbeach is also compared to the feet. K'may shekosuv zivchu zivchei tzedek. Bring sacrifices of tzedek. The mizbeach is associated with tzedek. U'k'may shekosuv tzedek lefonov yahalech. And there's another pasuk which says that your righteousness will walk before you. Yahalech. Halicha means with the feet. So we see that tzedek is related to the feet, and tzedek is related to the mizbeach. The mizbeach represents this feet, this netzach vohid in a sense. Pouring wine on the mizbeach is the same, pouring wine into the throats of Talmidei Chachamim, who represent the feet, the netzach and hoid, is comparable to pouring wine down the mizbeach. V'zeh pirush yitein lecho chilvavecho. The pasuk says, may Hashem grant you your heart's wishes, ve'emosai, When will Hashem give a person their heart's desires? Kasher v'cholat soscha yemalei. When Hashem will fulfill your etzos. Kal yedei miloi groinam shel tamidei chachamim. By a person filling the throats of tamidei chachamim. Ki tamidei chachamim nikroim etzos. A talmid chacham is called etza, advice. K'may shekosav, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, v'nehenen mimenu etza v'sushia. That a person who studies Torah the right way is a person whom you can benefit from his advice. U'kamay shekosuv, atzas Hashem lo'olam ta'amoid. The advice of Hashem will always stand up. Ta'amoid, with the feet, again. Sheheim amudei olam. The Talmidei Chachamim represent the pillars of the world, the feet of the world. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Hashem tzevokois yo'atz. The two names of Hashem that are mentioned in the Torah related to Eitzah are Hashem Tzevokois, and the Rabbein Ezal says, Heim Netzach Vohoid. And we know that according to Kabbalah, these two names of Hashem, Hashem Tzevokois, represent Netzach and Hoid. As we mentioned before, this chapter on Likud Imran is very deep. It's based on the writings of the Arizal. It's assuming a certain knowledge of Kabbalah, of these concepts. To the degree that we can understand it, we can benefit from it on our level also. Rabbein Ezal mentions certain practical advice. He mentions the benefits that a Yid gets from simcha dikdusha, from rikudin dikdusha, from drinking wine properly, and from giving wine to Talmidei Chachamim especially to drink, from all of these items. As I mentioned last time, if a person has a chance, the likutei tfilois in many cases acts as a rashi on Likutei Moran. If you take a look at the Likutei Tfilos, especially on this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal presents a very clear tfila to Hashem, and in the tfila he weaves into it all the different concepts we spoke about in the gentlest, easiest, simplest way, where you could understand exactly what Rabbein Ezal is trying to get across here. How Rabbein Ezal wanted each and every single Jew in his Avodas Hashem, in his making Kiddush on Shabbos, and in his dancing in a rikid, and in all the different Avodas that we do, to know how to do it just the right way, so that it brings about the Hamtoka Sadinim, this kind of effect. Baruch Hashem. In Likutei Tfilos, correspond exactly to the first 70 chapters in Likutei Moran. After that, the sequence changes. Torah Mem Beis. This chapter, again, is based a little bit on certain concepts of Kabbalah. It's a little bit easier from our standpoint than the Torah we just learned, but there is some of it. Rabbein Ezal bases this Torah on a pasuk in Tehillim, Vayar Batzar Lohem, Hashem saw the suffering and the constriction of Bnei Yisrael, B'shamoy Esrinasam, when he listened to our song. Rabbein Ezal says, Hine al yedei negino nimtokin hadinim. When there is the proper kind of singing, that also brings about a sweetening of din. It removes Hashem's harshness, Hashem's judgment, and exchanges it for kindness. K'may shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains, Hakeshes hi hashchina. The rainbow is the symbol of the Shechina. Utlas gavnin dekeshes heim ha'ovois. And the three most prominent colors in the rainbow represent the ovois, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Veheim levushin deshchinta. Those colors of the rainbow represent kaviyochel, the levush of the Shechina, the clothing of the Shechina. Ukishehi mislab, just as we mentioned earlier, that the word chashmal, which means light, is bigimatria malbush. Kaviyocho, when we talk about the levush of Hashem, the clothing of Hashem is light. Kaviyocho, so that the three colors of the rainbow represent kaviyocho, lahavdil. In a king, you have his multicolored robes, his beautiful embroidered robes. Kaviyocho, lahavdil. By Hashem, there is also this concept of levushin denahoyrin, this clothing that radiates with light. Ukishehim is labeshes belevushin denahirin, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, when the Shechina dresses herself in these colored clothing, azai ureisiho lizkor brisoilam, Kavyochel Hashem looks at it and remembers the covenant, the bris that he made with Noach, that there would not be a flood anymore. Azai v'chamas hamelech shachocho. And then the anger of the king subsides. It's reduced. We know the Gemara says that Hashem, that the Torah says Hashem said to Noach that once he made this flood, the Mabul was brought about because of all these sins that man was doing at the time. And Hashem gave a guarantee that he will never make such a flood again. What will he do? If the world ever gets to such a bad place again, where we deserve to have a flood, what Hashem will do is Hashem will put the rainbow in the sky, and that'll be a symbol, that'll be a sign for us to remember Hashem's deal, the deal that Hashem made, that he wouldn't destroy us, meaning that we're worthy of being destroyed, and Hashem is holding himself back. What's holding him back? By looking, kaviyochel, when Hashem looks at the multicolored rainbow, that's what calms Hashem, kaviyochel, and that's what allows Hashem to pull back his guns. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe lemelech shekoas al benoi, this could be compared to a king who gets angry at his son, ukeshamelech roye hamalka belevushin denehirin, and then when the king sees the queen go before him in her beautiful clothing, azai merachim al benoi, that causes the king to, that arouses the pity of the king on his son, on the queen's child, and that's what causes the anger of the king to subside. This is a mashal that the Zohar HaKadosh gives, lahavdil, when you have a king who gets angry at the prince and he wants to kill him, when he sees his wife, and he sees his the wife, the queen, dressed bedafka in her most beautiful, radiant clothing, that's what arouses the love of the king, the midas hachesed of the king, and causes him to forget his anger. In other words, it removes the charoy naf that he had in general, and especially that which was what was directed at the prince, since the prince is the product of the closeness of the king and the queen. So the Zohar HaKadosh says this is the same moshel with Hashem seeing the rainbow. We mentioned in the beginning that the rainbow is symbolic of the Shechina dressed in her beautiful clothes, in her beautiful radiant clothing. When Hashem gets angry at the world and then the rainbow lights up in the sky, kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem is looking at the Shechina, this queen, in her beautiful clothing, and that's what calms his anger at the sun, S-O-N, which is Bnei Yisrael, the child which is Bnei Yisrael. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains further. V'ois yois ha-tfila heim ha-shechina. When a person says tefillah, the letters, of the words of the tefillah represent the Shechina. K'may shekosuv, Hashem sefosai tiftach. Hashem, open my lips. The opening of the lips is Hashem. Shehadibur hu shem aleph dalet nun yud. Dibur is synonymous with Hashem's name aleph dalet nun yud, which is the Shechina. V'nikra keshes. And Hashem's name aleph dalet nun yud is called the rainbow. The rainbow is also the Shechina. The words of tefillah that a person speaks are the Shechina. The word, in fact, the lips, Hashem sefosai tiftach, the word sofa in Hebrew, sin pehe, is bigimatria Shechina, exactly. So we see the lips, which are what create the words, the oisye sadibur, that is the Shechina. In the Gemara it mentions an expression, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, that the Shechina spoke, when a person zecher to be a tzaddik, the Shechina speaks from his throat. The words coming out of the mouth represent the Shechina. So Rabbein Zal says, v'nikra keshes, and the Shechina is called keshes, rainbow, k'moshe pirush Rashi, becharbi ubekashti, loshen tefillah. When it says that Yaakov Avinu conquered Shechem with his sword and with his bow, bekashti, with his keshes, the keshes is tefillah. It means bakoshasi, with my tefillah. So we see that the tefillah and the rainbow are synonymous. The rainbow represents the Shechina, and the words of tefillah that a Jew speaks also represent the Shechina. The koil hanegino heim tlas gavnin de keshes. And when a person sings or speaks, the sound of a person's voice also corresponds to the three colors of the rainbow. Sheyesh bekoil Eish Mayim Ruach, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that sound is made up of three basic elements: Eish, fire; Mayim, water; and Ruach, ear. In order for a person to sing or speak, it's a bringing together of these three forces. We know when a person's throat is dry, they can't talk, they can't sing. So there's Mayim in the koil. The Ruach, if a person can't breathe, try to put a blockage in a person's lungs, chas v'shalom, and see how well he sings or speaks or breathes. So that's the Ruach. And the Eish also is the koyach of the hislavus with which a person's able to speak or sing. That's this Eish. So just as the rainbow was made up of three basic colors, representing Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who are the levush of the Shechina, so too the person's voice, the koil, is also made up of these three colors, in a sense, the Eish, Mayim, Ruach. Sheheim shloisha ovois. They also represent the three ovois. Sheha ovois heim shloisha gavnin nehirin. The Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov represent these three brilliant colors, radiating colors. Shebohem, of the Shebohem, ure'isiho liskor b'soilam. In about them, about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Pasuk says that when Hashem will see them, he'll remember the covenant that he made, the bris that he made with who? With Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and not to destroy the Jews. In other words, the Zohar HaKadosh mixes together two issues. The issue of the Mabul and Noach, and Hashem saying that he's going to set up the rainbow as a means of showing that he wanted to destroy, that the world deserved to be destroyed, and Hashem is containing his anger. And the Zohar HaKadosh gives a deeper explanation that we know that whenever a tzaddik wanted to be mamtik din, the way that he did it was by mentioning the zchus of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. When the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohav, and Moshe Rabbeinu started pleading with Hashem and begging Hashem to forgive them, and nothing was happening, Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly remembered that secret formula, Zechor li Avraham li Yitzchak u li Yaakov. He mentioned the zchus of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The next pasuk says, Vayinochem Hashem al horo asher dibar la'aseh le'amoy. Hashem calmed down, Hashem let it go. That's this concept of Hashem seeing the rainbow in the sky. The three colors of the rainbow represent the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. By Elio Anovi, when the Nevi Habal was so powerful and they were causing the Jews to go away from Hashem, and it could have aroused the super, super charoin af of Hashem. The Gemara says whenever there's Avodah Zorah, there's charoin af. How is Elio Anovi mamtik the charoin af? He mentioned the zuchus of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's these three colors of the rainbow, and that's what happens when a person sings a nigun of Kiddusha. The singing, which is also a combination of Eish Ruach Mayim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, singing Negina Dikdusha also reminds Hashem of this zuchus of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and it's mamtik din. So Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtza, Mi Sheminagin, Oisi Ois HaTfila, a person who is zeche to sing the words of Tfila, the Koil Hanagino Heim Bezakus Ubebehirus Godoil, and the person's the song is with tremendous clarity and brilliance. Azai Malbishes Hashchino Hainu Ha'Oisi Ois Belevushin Denehirin. Then that person clothes the words, which are the Shechina, the words are the Shechina, he clothes the Shechina with beautiful clothing, with the Eish, Mayim, and Ruach, which is this Zakus and Behirus, a clarity and a brilliance. The Kutshebrichu Roye Oisa, and then Hashem sees the Shechina, Kaviyochel, the king, sees the queen, Azai v'chamas hamelech shachocho. And then the anger of Hashem is subdued. It's calmed. So again, these are other forms of Hamtoka Sadin that Rabbi Nizal is discussing. He discussed the rainbow as being a symbol of Hamtoka Sadin, and he discussed Negina of Kiddusha. A person singing Diburim of Tefillah is another form of this Hamtoka Sadin. It's a form of the Zchus of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov being used to clothe the Shechina. And when that total package, the Shechina, with its three royal robes, its tricolored robe of the Oiros of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, is presented before Hashem, that's what calms the anger of Hashem.
Not 2 points. First,
what are these rainbows?
We see rainbows almost every time it rains.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's trying to tell you something. No, chas v'shalom. The answer is, number one, I don't know, I haven't come across this thing that you said about seven colored rainbows, but if yes, it's not a problem. There are several times in the Zohar HaKadosh, we just had it recently, the Zohar HaKadosh mentions the term of a kinor shel ayin beiz mimin, a song, Dovra Melech playing a song on a harp of 72 strings, and then there's a chapter in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Beis in Tehillim, where it says, Lam Natseach Ala Shminis, the song that Dovra Melech presented on a harp of 8 strings. There are many times in the Zohar HaKadosh and in the Torah where it speaks, and there's another place in the Zohar HaKadosh where it talks about Kinor Shel Chei Nimin, that the harp of Dovra Melech had 5 strings corresponding to the 5 books of the Torah, or the 5 books of Tehillim. Here also, there are times that the Zohar HaKadosh focuses on different numbers or different aspects. Here it's talking about, obviously, the 3 leading colors of a rainbow. Could be there's others, but these are the 3 most prominent ones. I'm almost positive that Mayim is Avram Avinu, Mayim is Chesed, Eish is Yitzhak Avinu, Pachat Yitzhak Din, Ruach is Yaakov Avinu, Ruach is Zeranpen. I believe 99% sure that that's usually the way that the sequence is referred to. There's a pasuk Hashem Yitain Oimer. We're gonna Oimer Hamavasrei Tzavah Rov, and Rabbeinu Zal brings Oimer is Eish Mayim Ruach. Okay. Now Rabbeinu Zal says Vze Shepirish Rashi B'shamoi Esri Nosom. When the pasuk says Vayar Batzar Lohem, Hashem saw the suffering of Bnei Israel B'shamoi Esri Nosom. When he heard their song, the song of Bnei Israel, Rashi says. Rinosam bischus avois. This refers to the schus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, who are the ones who made the rina. Lishmoya el horina v'el hatfila. Rina is tfila. Avram Yitzchok Yaakov are the ones who gave us shachris minchen mariv. So when the pasuk says there b'shamo yes rinosam, it means when the schus of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov was presented before Hashem, that's when vayar batzar lahem. Hashem saw the suffering of the Jews and decided to lessen it. Hainu kishehanegino shehem tlas gavnen dekeshes kanal. When the song of a person, which is represented by these 3 colors of the rainbow, bebehirus ubezakus godol, when it's with real brilliance and clarity, Rabbeinu Zal obviously is talking here about a very high level of kedusha in negina. He doesn't mean necessarily somebody that has physically a very good voice, as much as he's talking about somebody whose voice is negina digdusha, real pure negina on its highest level. Ki hatlas gavnin heim ha'ovois kanal, because the 3 colors represent the ovois. Veheim levushin de shchinta, the ovois represent the levush of the shchina. Ukishalavushin nehirin bezakus ubebehirus, and when this clothing shines with brilliance and clarity, nikra zechus ovois. That's the term zechus ovois. Zechus means merit, and the word zakus means brilliant, radiant. Azai ureisiho lizkor bris olam. Then the pasuk says, Hashem will see the rainbow and remember this bris. Azai vayinochem keroiv chasodov. This is the conclusion of this pasuk. Vayar batzar lahem v'shamo yesrinosom vayinochem keroiv chasodov. And Hashem forgave them. Hashem was consoled with His great chesed. Hainu. V'chamas ha-melech shochocho. This refers to the anger of the king subsiding. V'nimtak ha-din. And then the din is that this is another form of hamtokas ha-din, sweetening of the din. Again, this refers especially when a person sings zmirois on Shabbos. Then, regardless of how good the person's voice is or isn't, regardless how pure he is, the fact that it's Shabbos, and the fact that Shabbos is Kodesh, the fact that these Zmirois were written by Tzadikim with Ruach HaKodesh, the Arizal and the other great Tzadikim who put together these Zmirois, a person singing this, Bitmimus ubipshitus, because Hashem said so, because Hashem said that today it's especially a mitzvah to sing, this represents a tremendous example of Hamtoka Sadin. And it's for this reason also that Rabbeinu Zal advised his Talmidim to always have a song on their lips. So that whenever a person isn't happy, a person's not happy and things aren't so going so great for them, if a person's in the habit of singing a niggun, a nigun of kedusha. We're not talking about the wrong kind of songs. We're talking about the kinds of songs that come from a place of yirah shamayim, etc. If a person sings those kinds of songs, that itself can remove a gzeira from a person. That itself sweetens a din that chas v'shalom could be against the person or against whatever it is.
As far as always keeping a song on your lips, then why
is considered to be a custom of the goyim? It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Shabbos. Whistling is not an advisable thing. Here we're talking about singing. Negina doesn't mean whistling. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Gam al yedei emunas chachomim shemamin shekol divrehem umaseim enoi poshut v'yesh bohem rozin." Also, when a person has true faith and trust in chachomim, whereby the person believes that whatever a chacham says or whatever he does, it's not as simple as it appears to do, but rather there's much deeper things behind it than what I see. V'yesh bohem rozin, there are actually secrets in what's being done. Al yidei kein, malbish es hakeshes b'levushin d'nehirin. That's another way whereby a person dresses the rainbow in these beautiful colors. Meaning, kavyochel, he dresses the shechina in the schus of the avos. Azai uri isiho lizkor brisoylam. And then also the person brings about the hamtokas hadin. The fact that Hashem sees these colors, he sees the colored robe of the queen, and that removes his anger. Why? What's the connection? Ki hatzadik hu bechinas keshes. Rabbi Nizal says the tzadik is compared to the rainbow, because a tzadik is the opposite of the rainbow. Kamo shomer Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hanira keshes biyomecha. The Gemara says that at one point, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal went up to Shemayim and he wanted to see his place in Gan Eden. And he saw it, one of the places they showed him, one of the great giants that they showed him in Shemayim was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the great rabbis of the Gemara. So when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal met him, he asked him one question. He said, I want to know how great a tzaddik you are. Tell me one thing. During your lifetime, was the rainbow ever displayed in the sky? If yes, then you're nobody special. If not, if during your lifetime, during your whole life, there was no rainbow, it shows that you were a great enough tzaddik that your zechus prevented Hashem's anger. In other words, you were in place of the rainbow. So we see that the tzaddik represents the keshes. V'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, and it's brought in the Zoyer HaKodesh, mi she'oivdoi la'an hara b'hoin matronisa, a person whose actions, whose mitzvahs are done in order to brighten the queen, the shechina, ula nifshat mino levushin de kadronisa, de pashtin, and to remove, to undress the shechina from its poor clothing, ule kashto bilavushin de gavnin nehirin de rosin doiraisa, and he beautifies the shechina with the beautiful colored clothing of secrets of Torah, meaning those tzaddikim that are zecher to be on a madrega to study the secrets of Torah. About them, the Zohar Kodesh says that they remove from the shechina's poor clothing, and they dress the shechina in garments of brilliant light. Mike's Maxiv Bey, what does it say about these tzaddikim? Ure'isiho lizkor brisoylam. That the tzaddik, the Hashem, sees the shechina dressed in this beautiful clothing, and his anger is removed. De'oyer roz iskari. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word oyer, which means light, is bigimatria roz, secret. So that these tzaddikim specifically who study the secrets of Torah, they're the ones who shine this light, who inject this light into the Shechina. They're the ones who put on these blinking lights on the Shechina, kaviyochel, these beautiful, brilliant colors. Ubahahi zimna salik mine rugza debrei. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, when that happens, this removes the anger that Hashem has for his son, for Bnei Yisrael, v'chamas hamelech shechocho, and the anger of the king subsides. So this is another example of Hamtoka Sadin through Emunas Chachamim. When a person has Emuna in Tzadikim, what Tzadikim? In the Rosen of the secrets of Tzadikim. He has Emuna that what he sees or what he hears isn't all that there is to it, that there's a lot behind the scenes that he doesn't see or doesn't know. When a person has that Emuna, that Roz, that secret is Oyer. And that's the Oyer, it's those tzaddikim specifically whose schus, their deeds, are the ones that put this brilliant clothing on the Shechina, which is what calms, what sweetens the din of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, Gam mi she'oise levush noe la tzaddik, ayidei ze nimta kadinim. So too, a person who makes a beautiful item of clothing for a tzaddik, that also sweetens din. Again, because the tzaddik is compared to the keshes, the rainbow. Providing a beautiful article of clothing for a tzaddik is like dressing the rainbow in its colors. It's this concept of dressing the Shechina. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when we talk about the Pnei Hashem, the face of Hashem, who is the Pnei Hashem? The tzaddikim. They represent the Shechina. So, kaviyocha, when a person wants to dress the Shechina, by being malbishei tzaddik, they're clothing the Shechina. Gamze bechinois tkiois. This also corresponds to the blowing of the shofar. Ki tkiyo shivorim trua heim ha'ovois Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. The three different sounds that come from the shofar correspond to the three forefathers of the Jews. The simonoch keshes. And the symbol of it is keshes. The kuf stands for tkiyo, because there's tkiyo and trua. Both begin with a tof. How do we differentiate between them? For tkiya, we use the second letter, the kuf. The shin is shvarim, and the tof is trua. So that the three sounds of the shofar are compared to the rainbow. They also represent this rainbow, which when Hashem sees it, his anger is reduced, we said. Hainu tkiya, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. V'ze pirush v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. That Hashem's name, Shakai, will be the one that'll address the tzorecho. The tzar, the tzorois of Bnei Yisrael, Rachman Salam, that's the name of Hashem that'll sweeten the tzar. Kishem Shakai Heim Ha'ovois, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that this name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, represents the Ovois. Kishin Tlas Anfei Ho'ilon Shem Ovois. The letter Shin has three branches corresponding to the three Ovois, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. V'heim Shloisha Shemois Ha'ichud. We know that Avram Yitzchok Yaakov correspond to the three names of Hashem in the Shema Yisrael. In Shema Yisrael, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Those three names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokeinu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Shehem Yud Dalet Oisiyos. There are 14 letters in those three names of Hashem. V'heim Yud Dalet Shel Shakai. And they represent the Yud Dalet of Hashem's name Shakai. V'roshei Tevois Shel Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Heim HaRoshei Tevois Shel Yud Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. And we find that the first letters of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov are the same as the first letters of Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem. It's those. So these three names of Hashem represent Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. They represent Shin Dalet Yud, and the pasuk says V'hoyo Shakai Bitzorecho. That whenever there'll be tsar, tzadik resh, which means constriction, whenever the Jews will be in a tight spot, Shakai will be there to help them. Shakai is the schus ovois, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, which is the keshes, which is the tkiya shvorim trua. The three sounds of the shofar arouse the schus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, which is this v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. We know the shofar is also called bitzor, min hameitzar. When the Baal Tekeh is about to blow the shofar, they say min hameitzar first. Min hameitzar is this v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. The shofar is something which is very constricted. It starts off wide on top, and it comes to a very narrow place. That's this v'hoyo shakai bitzorecho. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ein oimer ve'ein dvorim beli nishma koilom. There is no oimer, and there is no dibur, when their voice is not heard. This oimer refers to what we said before, the Eish Maim Ruach, which corresponds to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. The Dvorim is the Shechina. We said the Oisiyos HaDibur are the Shechina. Bali nishma koilam, when the koil is not heard, when the koil hashofar is not heard, then you don't have these two things, then you don't have the Shekhinah being dressed in these colors of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, which represents the Hamtokas HaDin. Baruch Hashem. The koil, tlaskap nekeshes. This refers to the rainbow, and the koil hashoyf, lishmoya bekoil shoyfor, the tlaskap nekeshes. This refers to the three colors which are Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Baruch Hashem.